Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This song is for Sunday, October the 4th, 2015, and I am deeply grateful to be with you as we take a very interesting look at righteousness. Everybody wants to be right. Everybody thinks they are right in everything they do. I don't know many people who doubt themselves very much. Anyway, we're going to look at righteousness and what it's all about, and maybe we'll be able to clear some things up. Who knows? I want to thank the people who wrote me about this. I have three very interesting emails about it, and I want to thank my sponsors and those of you who listen to this satsang and support it by being sponsors. These programs, as well as the TV programs that you see here on the website, are created and made only because of the kind generosity of those who support us by becoming sponsors. And we're in our year-end drive, as all of you know. And the only way we can really make these programs and pay for them is through your sponsorship. So if you're enjoying the programs and you listen to them and you find some insight, I hope you will become a sponsor. It's an easy thing to do. You'll get the message of the month sent to you each and every month. And when I make new programs on the Beatitudes, you'll get, I think there are 6 discs that you will get. Their CDs, be more detailed work on the Beatitudes than I was able to give on the TV programs, and you'll get those as well as, a lot of gifts that will be coming your way by being a sponsor. Thank you for being so kind, and I hope that those of you who listen to this program regularly will become sponsors or at least make a year-end gift, because all gifts will be matched by our donor. Let's get to the first question, righteousness. I want to talk a little bit about it. Everyone is right. You know what I mean? You hear it all the time. People believe that they are right about no matter what they do, think, say, or whatever, they're always right. And because of this righteousness that we have, there's very little growth or maturity that can happen out of that. So the people who have written me about righteousness have some, well, very strong insights and opinions about it. And I thought it would be interesting for all of us, including myself, to take a look at this. So here we go. From Jason in Los Angeles. I want to be right. Right is might. Are you right, Greg? Jason. I don't know what right means. I truly don't get it. When I offer the teachings that I offer and the insights that I offer, Jason, I'm not saying these things to be right. These are observations. Observations from parts of my practice and my own life that are extremely important, not only to me, but believe it or not, to you. So I have a great deal of, what do I want to say, humility about it all. I don't think in terms of right. I'll tell you what I think in terms of, Jason. I think in terms of what will help you. That really is all that's on my mind. I'm not worried about little things of accuracy. You know, did I get a Bible quote exactly right? You know, do I know where it comes from and all that other stuff? I work really diligently upon myself because I understand the nature of what this life is all about. So I'm not sitting there trying to be right or even correct. That's not my point of view at all. I am sharing with you what is current within me. And things change within me as they do with nature and life and everything that is growing and expanding. So a lot of what I am talking about here, a lot of the things that I am giving to you here, I may not give to you in another year or so. I don't know. I can't tell you because I really don't know. I don't try to be perfect. So what I do is offer what I can. And what I can offer to you is what is current. I do not believe that right is might. I don't. There have been much greater souls in this world than myself. You have had the Buddha. You have had Lao Tzu. You and I have had Jesus. We have had many awakened masters in the 60s and 70s. But they're all gone. And I don't feel that they were teaching what was right. They were teaching the path, the way. They were teaching an ultimate simplicity to life that eludes most of us because we're so busy in our hubris trying to gather what is right and thinking that maybe what is right will have some might to it. I don't know what you mean by that. I have jokingly said to my students, always jokingly, you know, they'll say, "You were right, Greg." And I go, "I am always right. I am mirroring them." And I always say to them as tongue in cheek, what do I mean? The situation that they might be in, they thought they were right about. And when they were right about it, it got them into more and more difficulty. And that's really what it's all about. We get in difficulties because we think we're right. Everybody's right. But in being right, we miss the meaning of our life, the substance of our life. I'm not interested in what is right, Jason. I'm really not. It would be hard for me to even consider that idea. What I'm interested in is this is the cause. This is the effect. This is the cause of why things are the way they are. This is the effect that they give in their life. Cause, effect. It's really that simple. I'm not interested in too much of why things happen the way they do, to control them. I am interested in the nature of how life operates. I'm very interested in the nature of how it works. I like the flesh and bones of it all. I like the way the system works, and I'm very captivated by all of that. But I am not invested in it through my hubris. I have been wrong, and I've had to change, and I've had to change the way I live, the way I operate, and then I realize it's not a matter of right and wrong. It's not a matter of righteousness. It's a matter of flexibility. Can you be flexible enough, disciplined enough, that when you find a truth or you find the way of something that is very important to your life, do you have that ability to change, to work in a different way, to live in a different way, to operate from a higher path, a more loving path? Do you have that? Now, most people, well, we all have it to a certain degree, but whether or not we're going to do anything about it or how we're going to do anything about it, that is something else. For the most part, we don't and we won't. People live in habit. Chuang Tzu said, he was the disciple of Lao Tzu, that no one can awaken unless they have a teacher. One out of a million awakens without a teacher. So I've had teachers, and I love my teachers, and I love my teacher, the one I settled with. But I didn't do it because I thought he was right. I settled with him because I could awaken through him. I was allowed to awaken through him. I was allowed to find the way through him. It isn't that he made sense. It's that he didn't make sense. So I was never looking for things to make sense and be right. I was looking for that intuitive thing that lives within us all. You say you want to be right, and right is might. And then you ask me, are you right, Greg? Well, I have no might, so I might not be right. But I wouldn't put up a fight to be right. I would rather go fly a kite. And if you understand that little idiom I gave you, that little poem, you understand me. And you understand what I am teaching. Jason, don't look for right. Be true to your heart. Be true to your soul. Be true to your life. Be true to it. And don't think by being true to it, you're being right. Just be true to it. Forgive all of us that need forgiving in your life. And forgive them that have persecuted you and said all manner of evil against you. Just forgive. That will be more than enough. That will supplant the idea of being right. I hope that helps you. I'm sure it didn't, but I hope it did. Jason, please forgive me. Namaste. I've never been able to help anyone who needed to be right. Never. Absolutely never been able to help anyone. And a lot of people need to be right. Right is about the mind and securing some kind of strategy to get something we want, to be on the quote-unquote right side of life. And there just is none. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. You know what I mean? I hope it rains here. The next one comes from Kathy. I do not know where she lives. She does not say. How do we know who's right in our lifetime and those who are just making fun of us or taking advantage, Kathy? Kathy, there is no set rule. How do you know who is right in your lifetime? I don't know if I would even consider that idea of being right in a lifetime or what that meant. How can I say what is right when we live in impermanence? And what was real just a moment ago is no longer real now. How do I live with that? How do I distinguish between right and wrong and good and bad and all? What would I do? Even Jesus, when he was called good master, said, "Why do you call me good? There is none good save God." There is no sense of looking for good or right. You have to follow your heart. No, not your emotional heart, not your mental precepts about heart, not the things that gratify you. You have to find your heart in this life, and people don't spend much time doing any of that in this world. They're too busy trying to be right, too busy trying to get what they want, too busy trying to have what they believe is correct. I've heard people tell me everything about how right they are. I've sat in my sessions with students and listened for years and years and years about who was right and who was wrong and how unfair this was and how fair that was. I've heard it all. Every inch of it. And in the end, it didn't matter what appeared to be right, because what would happen was that which was true. Whatever was true is what truly happened, not what was right. And those who found the truth, they were set free. And those who didn't, who only found what they thought was right, were held. Held to some really ugly things. They were held to their judgments, their fears, their angers. And they stayed in that for most of their life and never matured, never grew, never had anything more beautiful than that in their life. It is sad but true. So There's where it all lies. Do you want the truth or do you want to be right? The two are not synonymous like most people believe. You can be right about many things, but it wouldn't carry the truth. And it couldn't be the truth because it would be too cruel or ugly or whatever. It is important to find the way, the truth and the light. Do you think that a Buddha or Jesus or Lao Tzu spoke from right? My master never talked from right. He talked from truth, anything that served humankind. I'm not here to be right. I don't care about right. I care about the truth that would offer you the chance to be free. Free from the idea of right and wrong and good and bad. So don't be looking for signs and wonders of what might be true or might be right. Look intuitively. In your intuition, that is where it is all at. It is not found in your intellect, in your precepts, your concepts. It is found in your spiritual heart, in the way in which you move, spiritually speaking. If you have found your rhythm in your spiritual practice, the rhythm of your meditation, the rhythm of your breath. If you have found the gaps, the pauses, the spaces between your breaths. If you have found the rhythm and the gap, you have found the meaning of your life. And every inch of it will change the way you live your life. This is something that very few people can do. Not because they're incapable of it, but because they're unwilling of it. You see, the truth destroys my right. That's why people would rather hold resentment and fear and hatred than come to the truth. The truth is, for instance, with anyone that I have ever disliked, anyone I've ever quote-unquote hated, I have been the issue, not them. No matter what they did, no matter how they overreacted or reacted, it's me. What is it about me, Kathy, that made all this possible? That's what you have to keep asking yourself. What is it about me that made all of this possible? Now, if you can stay in that, you will find change. You will find substance. You will find meaning. You will awaken, and the truth will become obvious to you. It is in what is obvious that you find the meaning of your life. Never look at people and try to hurt them. Never look at people when you have the chance to hurt them and do that. It'll never help you. It'll only hinder your ability to have the truth that would set you free. So, don't worry about who's right and who's wrong. Don't listen. Don't even listen to me. Find your own inner path by doing some of the things I've shared with you. Meditate, forgive, have compassion. Put love first, me last. First you, then me. Have the heart of a lion, not a mouse. Try those things. Work upon those things. They're about our individuality. Forget about words. Get the intent. If you do, you'll exceed the idea of what it means to be right and move into what it means to find the truth that will set you free. And that's really what it's all about. I hope this helped you. It is a very beautiful question that you've asked. Everyone's looking for advice, something to believe in, something to pin their star on and hope that that person's right, that they'll get some kind of results in their life. Don't be looking for that at all costs. Look for love. Please forgive me. Namaste. It's a great question. So many intelligent people. I'm so grateful that they listen. I think, you know, asking these questions took a lot of courage and is very sweet. Last one comes from Fred in San Pedro. I've seen right turn wrong. I've seen wrong turn right. How do we know which one is which, Fred? Great question, Fred. I know I've seen the same thing too. All my life, you know, this was wrong in the 60s. Now it's right in the millennium. You know, this was wrong here. Now it's right over there. That was right over there. Now it's wrong here. How do you know? Well, it all goes back to some really powerful insights. First of all, do not worry about right and wrong, good and bad. Watch. Now listen to me, Fred. Watch the nature of things. Watch how everything changes. And what you and I must ask is, did it change whatever we were watching, or did we change? Did you become more cynical, more pessimistic, more ugly, or did you turn more beautiful? Did you turn into forgiveness, loving kindness? Were you willing of all of that? Were you willing to change into that? Is that what it was all about or not? See, those are the questions you need to ask. Everything is a phenomenon. Everything is a mystery. Everything is so beautiful in its own way. Everything has purpose. Everything functions in its own way. All of these things are blessed. They're extremely sacred. So don't get caught up in the mechanics of a mind that can only think in black and white, good and bad, right and wrong, cowboys and Indians. Don't go there. Don't go into that. See the bigger picture. Pull back. Oh, everything's in a flux. Everything is changing. Everything is subject to impermanence. So nothing can stay the same. And why would it? And why should it? And why would I sit there and think this, that, or the other about how it should be forever? There is no forever, as it were. So the mind is always looking for how to control things, how to make things into its own image and likeness. And we miss the whole thing, the whole kit and the caboodle of it all. Don't do that. Wait. A mind no longer seeking, as Buddha said, to consider what is good and bad, right and wrong, is a clear mind, Buddha said. And he is right. It is an absolutely clear mind. It is not struggling with anything. It is living as everything. And it reveals to you intuitively through a new mind, a mind that isn't in conflict with itself, how to recognize things, not analyze, not interpret, but to recognize everything for the way it is and as it is. And once you and I understand that, wow, there is no way we could ever be any other way. You will realize, as I have, it is so beautiful. And what other people think of you just doesn't matter. And what is going on around you just doesn't matter. You see everything in the light of what it is and not what you want it to be or believe it to be. That is the meaning of your life. That is the substance of your living. That is the compassion of your heart. And should you see it and recognize it and move in it, you will find tremendous beauty. So don't be caught up in any of this. Yes, something appeared to be right, and now it's wrong. Sometimes things change from this to that because they're not permanent. Everything in life is impermanent. So why would I think in terms of permanence? Only because my mind makes it so. And in being permanent, then my mind can create a judgment and a strategy and think that it is right. Always remember, our egos constantly want to be right. There is no beauty in being right. There is only beauty in entering the mystery, not attaching value systems that don't belong in life. Life is a tremendous mystery, and the most generous thing you and I can do is let it be one, a great mystery. Thank you, Fred, for your beautiful question. I deeply appreciate it. And please forgive me, eh? Namaste. If you have a comment, a question, or something I could be of service to you in, you know what to do. Go to the top of the page where it says contact and just click on it and send me an email. I would love to hear from you. It would mean so much to me and a lot to my listeners. Trust me. Have a wonderful day. And again, please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.